Radio Life and Style 88 FM. From the heart of beautiful Bolito. We've got blue skies and sunshine today. We'll check on the weather details for you a little bit later on. All right, it is time to chat to my guest today. And her name is Cindy, Cindy Borders. Hello, Cindy.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks, and you?
Yes, I'm very, very well, as always. Good to talk to you. Now, Cindy, you are an independent audiologist. It sounds very posh. What exactly does that entail?
So, the independent audiologist just means that it's audiologists that strive to be professional and to put the patient first. So we're not affiliated with any specific brands or any specific companies. We choose whatever's best for the patient. So
aren't all audiologists the same, or is there a difference between a few of you?
No, there's definitely a difference. You know, so some audiologists work for like a specific brand of or a specific company. They only supply one brand. You know, or they're affiliated with a specific brand or a specific company. Independent audiologists try to not be just represent one specific brand. We try to use all of them so that we have the capacity to give our patients the best service and the best products.
All right, now talking about one company. Sorry, what are some of the services that independent audiologists offer to the public?
So audiologists can everything to do with hearing and balance. So hearing tests, balance assessments. If you have tinnitus, we can help you with that. So and people that are dizzy is welcome to also come. Hearing audiologists can help them with the dizzy patient. And then obviously people with hearing loss are also something that we work a lot with. From a newborn baby to an old person.
Okay, I'm quite dizzy, but that's nothing to do with my hearing. But anyway, that's a whole other story. Now, what are some of the early signs and signals that indicate that someone needs to have their hearing tested?
Okay, so the one of the main things is obviously if there's a family history of hearing loss. So if that is at all the case, then you definitely need to start looking at it early. And then obviously if you're in a crowd and you see, oh, I can't really hear what the people are saying, or you have to lean in constantly to hear what people are saying. If people call you from another room and you can't hear what they're saying. Mm. So the moment you realize that you can't hear everything very clearly as you should, it's better to have a look.
If we're talking children, how young can a child be to have their hearing tested?
Newborn.
Oh, really?
From newborn, yes.
Okay, all right. Now, some people say there's a relationship between hearing loss that is untreated and a serious case of dementia and cognitive decline. I didn't know that. Is that a fact?
Yes. Well, there's more and more studies coming to the fore that show that, yes, there is a link between dementia and hearing loss and untreated hearing loss.
All right. Now, you're affiliated to ICANN. All right. Please explain, won't you, how you are and what does ICANN represent?
So ICANN is just like-minded audiologists that we got together and we decided we want to just, it's a way to govern ourselves, you know, to make sure that everyone that belongs to ICANN pledges almost to do the best for their patients, to give them the best care, to give them a professional care, and to be affordable as much as we can.
All right, after listening to you on 88 FM, how would somebody get hold of you, make an appointment to come and see you? How does that work?
Yeah, so they can go to the ICANN website and then they can type in their details and that will give them the closest ICANN audiologist to them. It will show them who's the closest to them.
All right.
And on the website, there's nice little screeners and stuff where if they have, you know, there's a dizziness screener and a tinnitus screener. And then that will also connect with one of the audiologists in their area like that.
All right, lovely. Cindy, it's been great talking to you. You're a very knowledgeable lady. That goes without saying. And thank you for spending time with us on 88 FM.
No, thank you for the opportunity.